8:37, heading over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department, as we are every Monday at this time. Kathy, thanks so much for joining me this here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thanks for having me. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday as well. And we know the fire summer is continuing on, and despite having some recent moisture, we've also had a lot of dry temperature and continuing to make those calls and go on with everything fire safety related. And what are some things that people need to be particularly making sure that they're aware of this week?
Well, what I wanted to focus on today is, as we've all gotten back into life, and isn't it a great thing to get together with people, have events, it feels better than ever to be back living life again. Concerts, they're back. Venues, large venues, even weddings and parties, and then this fall we'll have homecoming. It's a really good time to kind of check ourselves, check our family, to make sure you don't have to be the buzzkill, you don't have to be paranoid, but when we go to these larger scale events, that situational awareness, just kind of know what's happening. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but when you go to a movie, when you go to a concert, a church, any venue that you're at, such a great habit to look around and know two ways out, know where those exits are. We almost always know the door that we came in, but frequently have no idea where an alternate exit would be. Pay attention to just kind of what's going on. The use of pyrotechnics when maybe that shouldn't be used, or there's a lot of people, or there's a lot of flammable. What is the signage? Have a brief discussion. It doesn't have to be an overblown paranoid discussion, but a meeting place, if those in your group, friends or family that you've gone with, where are we going to meet inside the venue if we get separated? And then if there is an evacuation that's necessary, where are we going to meet outside the venue? We're so reliant on our cell phones. And as we've learned from, you know, prior experience, sometimes the cell phones don't work. Sometimes there's too many calls going through. So just kind of having a little bit of pre-thought on how safe does this look? Absolutely knowing where your exits are. You can teach young kids from early on to go into a place and say, okay, show me your two ways out. It's a good practice to get into for adults and for young people.
Exactly. And of course, everything turned out to be safe and not really a threat, but the issues this weekend in Denver with the possible security threat at the All-Star Game just really brought that to mind. And yeah, it's that situational awareness. You know, you'd mentioned the cell phone. You may not have service, but even if you do, it's also good not to just be buried in your phone the whole time and really be aware of your surroundings as well.
Such a great point to bring up. Certainly we know what's going on stage often, but just be aware of what's around you, what's going on. And you're right, the NBA All-Star Game turned out, you know, not a terrorist attack, totally different situation, but it is a good reminder that when we go to these places, we're there to have fun and do have fun. But know what's going on. Know how to get out of there. Just know your surroundings. And certainly for fire, that, you know, we would like to think everybody follows the fire code rules, but, you know, you don't have to memorize occupancy levels, but you kind of have a feeling when there's way too many people and not enough exits. You can kind of see that and place yourself when you're at an open venue where you could have an easy exit or a way that you could get out, and no alternate routes if that one exit was not usable for you.
Exactly. Well, Kathy Hook with the Springs Fire Department, thank you so much for joining us with that safety tip. And definitely, yeah, it's that situational awareness that we all need to kind of keep going on as we're getting out and about much more throughout the areas the restrictions continue to be lifted. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll talk again next week.